we're back here on the air. Wednesday, July the 7th, 2021. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And today we've got a loaded house here on the air on WWGH Radio. But before I get to our guest today, do want to remind you that Progressive Life with Glenn Coble comes up when this show goes off today, 12:15 to 1 p.m. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond, 4:10 to 5 p.m. today. And the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 p.m. today, right here on this station, your station, WWGH 107.1 FM. In the studio today, as we have every Wednesday, Glenn Coble joining us, and the legendary Thunderbolt Patterson, pro wrestler, civil rights activist, labor leader. He's done it all, and will be turning 80 years old tomorrow here in Marion. How about that? Well, Glenn, first hour went very well.
Yeah, I'm really sad that the people missed out what we were talking about during the break.
Yeah, had a great conversation yeah. during the break. Now, we ended on the first hour talking about what, Glenn, in your opinion?
Honesty.
Honesty.
Yeah, I think that's what the business about paying kids to play at universities. If we have honorable people, it could work. I'm not with Thunderbolt. I don't think a lot of people are honorable.
Whoa.
Okay. Give us your thought.
Wait a minute. I know that most of them out there is crooks.
Oh, good. All right, then we're on the same page.
Pull that mic over this way a little bit, Thunderbolt. Pull that mic over so we can hear you. Yeah, there you go.
Most of them crooks.
Okay.
Then
we agree.
They're trying to straighten out a little the mess that they didn't cover up. See, these last 3 or 4 years, all of the strength can come out. In every walk of life, the stink is getting stinkier and stinkier and stinkier. You got so many radicals trying to keep it going that don't care about nothing, don't care about themselves. Don't care or stand against for their guns. Mm-hmm. Stand up for what they know is wrong or ain't true
or dangerous.
Well, all those things. Yeah. So how can? Don't we seem to be kind of right? Don't we seem to be kind of level minded?
Yeah, I think so.
So, but what they going on?
Except for Scott.
No. See, we cannot. Make a joke, confuse. That's how they do them diversions on changing substances up. But it's good people, and it's people that are bad, and they don't care who know it.
You know, my dad was, and I think I told you this, my dad was a minister, a Methodist minister, and he was not thrown out of a church, but he lost a job. Because he was labeled a communist by the John Birch Society, and basically on the premise that he walked from Selma to Montgomery in the Civil Rights March. And that's been going on, that evil has been going on since you and I were kids.
Way before we were.
Yeah, well, I'm sure of that.
You know
yeah.
I mean? See, now you brought up a subject there I don't think you want to get on.
I don't mind.
Okay, well, keep on talking, you know. I'll follow in on you.
Well, my dad was an honest man, and I, as I told you off the air, I am an atheist, but my father was a Christian. We never had a problem talking about it. And we never had a problem, I was a Methodist until I was about 30 years old. But we were both cared about other people. And I think, I don't know why. Why would an old white guy like me care about anybody but old white guys? And we've gotten to that point right now where we don't really care. And in 2045, we're going to be in the minority.
are you ain't complaining about that, are you?
No, actually, the privilege that I've gotten from being an old white guy was undeserved.
But understanding this here now, I'm an old guy.
Yeah?
You old guy.
Yeah?
Our colors don't mean nothing. Our color shouldn't mean anything.
Absolutely nothing.
You know, but that's a stigma, a problem that's there that nobody don't want to touch.
Yeah.
Haven't touched.
I tried. Well, that's why I ran for office.
Well, but and when you ran for office and you saw what you were surrounded with, I know it blew your mind if you were
I was more disappointed than having my mind blown.
But you knew it.
I did know it.
You knew it all along.
I did know it.
You knew it all along. Disappointed. Why were you disappointed and why you want to help?
I was disappointed because all those guys that say stupid stuff like, well, say stupid stuff, didn't have a mother like I did.
Well, you don't have to have a mother.
Or a father.
Or a father. Whatever. I mean, individuals that don't have mothers or don't have a father, everybody don't act silly.
No,
do
you're right.
Things or say different things.
Why do they?
Because they're brought up that way, or it has been tolerated,
so long. Good point.
Great tolerated point. So long. You break it on down. Go on. You know anything about Willie Lynch?
About what?
Willie Lynch.
No, I don't.
Unbelievable, man. You understand where you understand where I'm coming from?
Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, Willie Lynch. You don't know about Willie Lynch excuse me. When they were killing the slaves and they were crops were rotting in the field, Willie Lynch said, don't kill them. Teach them how to control them. We can teach you how to control them, and if you do it right, it'll last for 1,000 years. Well, it's been going on about 500 now.
So,
you understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying we've been teaching our African American friends
how to
bend the knee.
No.
Okay, tell me.
Scott, you might need to come in
here. come on, tell me. I need to learn.
There's a book I think it was Johnson River. I think it was about 1865 or something.
Right after the Civil War.
Right in them time, whatever. They said they were taught them how to treat them, what to do with, put the fear in them, the things they done to them, to keep them in bondage. And then right after they so-called freedom, they was kept as workers and there were so many things. Bars lent out to different. You need to read the history about some of that stuff.
Oh, I'm trying. My latest one was reading about Mount Misery, where they sent Frederick Douglass to be. He was an uppity black guy. And they taught him how not to be uppity. They just beat the crap out of him, is what
That you got that understanding, but it was smart individual that was able to go on and do that. But
I'm listening. Okay, go.
The thing is that when you have a little sense, or speak up, or stand up, what was that they say they called them?
Uppity.
Okay. They had another N on it too. But see, those things was to control individuals and to keep individuals in their place. And
yeah,
the things they done to them, I mean, tarred and feathered, and I mean, took horses and pulled them apart in front of their family,
yeah,
in front of the, I mean, selling their wife. Would you have a man come and knock on your door? Say, you get up and get out of here. And he do what he want to do with your wife?
I can't imagine it.
Could you live through that?
I probably would live through it, but I can't imagine it.
I would have
tried to kill that person.
Well, okay.
And I know that's against my father's religion, but
well, see, one thing for sure, I think you understand it, we all have to be counting for ourselves.
I guess you're right, yes.
Everybody got to, mama can't do it, daddy can't do it.
There's a song about that.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right. We have to do it for ourselves. And it's understanding. Understanding human beings. And that's all it is.
Yeah, and as I get older, I'm understanding more and more that human beings are just human beings. They're not gods. They're not perfect. And we all have to...
No one is perfect.
Oh, except for you and me.
No one is it. You're blowing it down. That's that understanding, see there? Now, I understand, and where I have come to my conclusion is that all of those haters, I don't hate them.
Doesn't do you any good.
I don't like what they say or do, but I love them anyway, regardless of how they feel towards me. I mean, that's individual family people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can disregard a person. You know, I can disregard my blood if it treat me wrong or don't want to listen. You can't make nobody do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
People are taught from what they see and hear, from whom they analyze. Mm-hmm. And we care more about our parents than anybody in our lives.
Yep.
You can take a kid away from his mama. I don't care what she is, what she do, or his daddy, what is it? They want their mama and they want their daddy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why I am the way I am, because of my mom and dad. Yeah,
what?
Absolutely.
I hear you.
Now, what I want to talk about here.
We forgot Scott was here.
I don't know why I came in today. I should have stayed home this morning. Why come in? So, now what I want to talk about, though, is because I think it's very important to understand something about what we have lost in this country, which is tolerance. I don't know where we got the idea that we have to all agree. That people aren't made up that way. We're not supposed to all agree, but I can hear what you have to say without screaming and yelling in your face.
Right.
But we can't anymore. Now, if you don't believe what I believe, then you're an idiot. And that's where we are in this world.
Right, right.
And that's sad.
It's what they say, my way or the highway.
My way or the highway.
Hate that. Hate that expression.
Well, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
I used to have basketball coaches that, I can think of two of them, that had that on their wall. And that always bothered me. My way or the highway.
There's a lot of people that feels that way. And, I mean, about just life.
Mm-hmm.
About human beings. We're talking about... And I can't hardly talk without bringing the master in. When I say master, I'm talking about Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I understand.
Because of understanding of what his blood was about, what his blood and what him and his father done for us, all of us, not just one of us. But his father and him done for us that we might, if we want to, come to him, if we want to be right, if we know, because he gave us senses, with six senses, he gave us senses, he gave us knowledge, we are above everything on earth and under the earth. And we can't get along.
I've told a lot of people who ask me, why are you an atheist? And I will usually say to them, well, I really prefer to call myself a Christian atheist. Because I believe, I follow the New Testament. I really do. I follow Jesus' saints.
Okay.
And I really believe in that. Now, where it stops is you know, I don't believe in a man sitting up on a cloud, you know. But that's a story for my problem.
Well, okay, let's break it down. He ain't sitting up on no cloud.
Okay, all right, give it to me.
He's in there.
Okay.
He's in you. He's in me. We're talking about a spirit. We're not talking about a man sitting up there. We ain't even talking about the fella sitting down there with a tail, a horn and all that. It don't work
horns,
like that.
Yeah, no, okay.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is reality stuff. This is real, real stuff. And the best and the most part of it is that spirit is in each and every one of us. And that spirit doesn't make you do nothing that you don't want to do. He's there for you to grow, if you want to grow. If you don't want to believe in that man up there, you ain't got to believe in him. You walk in his, you come in this world alone, and you live in it, and you'll go out of it alone. And whatever you do, you have to encounter that for yourself.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
absolutely,
just understanding that. And what is a Christian?
Somebody that follows the teachings of Christ.
Okay, well, if they follow the teachings of Christ, would they do harmful things to people?
They absolutely would not.
And
that's what I believe in.
Yeah, but I'm just, but so many don't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I mean,
I hear you.
You know, when you say I'm a Christian, and we say we're Christians, we put ourselves in a group of a lot of hypocrites.
Yes, we certainly do.
I mean, wow.
The Crusades, that were Christians, and they slaughtered men and women and children.
How do you justify that? How do you bring that into any harmony, any Christianity or religious? You know, all them things is different now.
They keep changing.
And the spirit, but the spirit never changed.
Okay.
That spirit.
That's good to hear.
Never changed, because it's in you, it's in me, it's in Scott, and it's in all of you fans that's listening out there. if you want it.
Yeah.
He does not pressure you. He does not leave you. All you got to do is come to him. And all you got to do is do what's right. He asks you to do nothing wrong.
Well, I'm starting to, I might become a Christian.
There you go.
Hey, what are we here for?
That's a good question.
We are ambassadors to keep it on. He bought the book here for us as nothing but a roadmap. Just like you wouldn't leave home without a roadmap, would you?
Unless I had my Google.
Well, if you left home without the Google, you'd be in trouble.
You'd be going
you?
The wrong direction.
All right, then. So if you don't get in that book and get some understanding out that book. See, that was the first to, and then the second one. They changed the second chain of time, of modern age. I mean, it ain't about no animal blood no more. Mm-hmm. You know, all them old things, it ain't about that. It's about the new blood that's in you, and your Father, your Heavenly Father, wants you. He begging you to come. He ain't leaving you when you do wrong, when you think wrong, or you mistreat people. He don't leave you. He's there with you. He give you time, and it's all in that book. If you read that book and ask him for understanding, you'll get it.
And I've said this on the air more than once. I've read the Bible twice, once because I had to, because I was going for God and Country Award for the Boy Scouts. But I've read it twice, and I've read lots of parts of it. I'm not one of those people that can quote scripture.
Oh, me neither. No,
it just doesn't come down. Yeah. But I do believe, I like the idea of having the Spirit in your heart, and if you read and I read the New Testament. If you read the New Testament enough and listen to the parables that Jesus talks about, That's
all in the book.
That spirit is all in your heart.
It's all in the book.
Yeah.
What did it say? Lack of knowledge because you won't read it.
Oh, yeah. You got to read it.
You got to read it.
Yeah.
I mean, don't pick it up till you're in trouble.
Oh, no. That's stupid.
I mean, it's stupid. A heap of means it. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? What's good to you, it might not be good for you.
Yeah. I think Scott's trying to get in here.
Well, no, I just, you know what makes me think?
No, one thing about Scott.
Okay.
Scott gonna come in when he's right.
Okay. That's right. You don't interrupt a good show when it's going on. Why get in the way of that? You don't do that. No, but Thunderbolt, I want you to tell the story, because I think this is an interesting story for those who haven't heard it, about when you were working in Texas, and the sheriff down there.
Oh,
tell that story. Oh. Now, I want to talk about race.
Okay,
go ahead.
This is Abilene, Texas.
Yeah, been there.
Yeah, okay. Do you ever hear of a guy called the Lawman?
Well,
you were
not really.
Okay, well, anyway, this sheriff killed his wife, tied her up.
Nice guy.
And he drew. They drew a composite
photo.
Yeah,
and looked just like me.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
And he's a white guy.
Yeah. But it looked like me, and I'm a black guy.
Yikes.
And Slatton called Dory Funk Sr. and said, don't bring him down there this week.
Yeah.
They had a warrant out for my arrest.
Oh, my.
And Dory Funk Sr., he said, no, I'm not going to send him down there, but I'm going to bring him. We went. They caught the sheriff. He died. He killed his wife, tied himself up, and drove the picture. Have him draw a picture look just like me.
Oh, Jesus. Amazing.
That's amazing. That's horrible. That's horrible. I mean, that shows you some hatred. How could a man...
How can you hate that much?
Well, how could a man hate what he's sleeping with every night? But he didn't know nothing about me other than what he saw on television.
Oh, he saw it on TV and...
Well, I mean, I don't know how he come to that conclusion. But little old me, of all people, was picked to be in that position, you know?
Well, I've told this story before on the air. I was with the United States Army Field Band, and I was a singer. Okay. And one of the other singers, we had an African-American guy, Bob was his name, and Bob was a singer. He was in the chorus. And we were in Dothan, Alabama. And we were supposed to sing, and so most of us singers would have to get a glass of water or a drink or something like that before we went on the air. Well, Bob was African American. Bob and I were friends. I was rooming with him on the road, and we walked over to the water fountain. I took a drink and started to turn around, walk away, and Bob leans over to take a drink of water, and this guy came over to him and said, "Can't you read N-word?"
Mm-hmm.
And Bob looked up at him, and he looked at me, and I didn't see anything. There was this old faded sign underneath the water fountain that says "For Whites Only."
Really?
And this was this was in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s. And we were past the time that we should have signs like that.
Well, we're past the time we having stuff we're having today.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, how do you sum all that up?
I don't know. A lot of hate. I don't understand hate.
Well, where does it come from?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think the hate comes from other people seeing Thunderbolt, and I walk down the street, and there's a difference. Obvious difference.
Well, I mean,
but
that,
it, They think that, it makes a difference, and it doesn't make a difference.
Well, no, I mean, no.
We
no,
both have no. moms and dads that we loved.
Yeah, no, no, no.
Okay.
No, no.
Give it to me straight now, Thunderbolt.
No. I mean, they're different, regardless of what you will do. I mean, so many people. I mean, if we're walking down the street there was time when we walked down the street, well, I'd have to get off the sidewalk.
Yeah.
I couldn't walk with you.
Yeah, and that wasn't that long ago.
Well, 50 years ago.
It wasn't that long ago
in some places.
Yeah, yeah.
And some places, it almost the same now. I mean, that's suppressing, cowered down. It's so many things that is used. And how can you love a person or care about a person, a little person, take care of your kids or deal with different, and then you got another whole thought about them. They can't use that bathroom. Can't use that water fountain.
How stupid.
Can't even eat in that kitchen. Them type of things.
Yep.
You know, but they can do all them other things.
We did have a place where Bob wasn't allowed to eat in the kitchen. He had to eat in the kitchen.
Couldn't cook their food and eat. Do you know it's a bad thing to even go into a restaurant and get in an argument with a waitress? What they can do to your food when they...
Oh, yeah, I never argue with waiters.
It's just, you know, just think about all of the things. And this is 21. Would you think that we would be talking about something like this?
I thought now, it would be done by at least the turn of the century. I really did.
I couldn't understand it from the get-go.
Yeah, well...
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then, and the haters on both sides is keeping the mess stirred. I mean, people that say they're Christian, people say that they're normal, all of us is looking and have watched the same thing. We've seen the same thing. We've heard everything as the same, but we're processing it our way, the way that we choose, or way that we taught, or the way we want it to be.
Mm-hmm. The way we want it to be is probably the reason why there's so much problem, because we want it. Okay. Our way. We want us to be...
Okay, see, that's all I'm saying.
Now, tell the story, Thunderbolt. Now, President Obama gets elected. Now, you have a life story. They want to do a movie on your life.
I had a film. Ready, go. Hollywood paid me for 2 years. When Obama got elected, they sent it back to my preacher, my partner, Tony, with watermelons all on the lawn.
Oh, my.
And listen to me. Listen. The guy that owned that, Steve Harris, he's a black guy. Owned the thing, but he got a white guy working.
Now, that's 2008.
That's nuts.
It's real.
But, you know, we all have moms and dads. There's no difference between any of us. I just don't understand it. My mom loves me just like somebody from Dothan, Alabama loves his little racist son. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's something on there. It's mind-boggling.
It is.
It's
absolutely
mind-boggling.
Yeah.
And to see what happened on the 6th, and to see 50% of our lawmakers look the other way. I mean, they could hate me, or they could hate any black or any color they want. But what they done to the way they done and what they done at that White House, that's unacceptable.
They turned their back.
That's unacceptable. If anybody else, anything, anybody would have went in there and done any, you understand what
I'm saying? Yeah, they'd have been in jail.
Oh, hell.
And I guess we have arrested, what, 600 now?
But that don't make no difference. The rest is 600 or whatever.
No, not if nothing's done.
Changed.
Yeah, if nothing's done.
Swept under the rug or warmed over or if you or I or Scott led people to think the way they think, would you think folks want to be bothered with us at all?
I'm not certain even my wife wants to be bothered with me right now.
Well, that's too much information.
Yeah. We've been married 51 years, and she's heard it all.
But it's deep, though, man. It's deep. It's a lot of things that go on that... I just can't put my,
Well, it does make me think about Bill Cosby, and we had his attorney on this morning, spokesperson on, and however you feel about Bill Cosby, however, if you feel he did do it or didn't do it, whatever, if you look at that case, his rights were violated, and this man, more or less, should not have been in prison for 3 years. How does a state... A prosecutor, go to a man and say, "We won't prosecute you. This is the agreement, as long as you testify under oath." And then the next prosecutor comes in and says, "Oh, wait a second, we're gonna prosecute you for that crime criminally, and we're gonna take that testimony that you gave under oath and use that against you in the trial." He couldn't plead the fifth even if he wanted to. They had him under oath.
Yeah. It's hard to imagine. And I agree with you.
Those two guys took the same oath.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know.
I mean, and it's hard because if you think about Bill Cosby, if he did do what they're accusing him of, it's awful. Yeah. But the justice system is not supposed to work like that for people.
Right. There's supposed to be evidence. I mean, you're supposed to be not guilty till you're found guilty. Isn't that true?
Yep.
And I mean, and a lot of other people have done a lot worse things. You know, I mean, I would even say that most everything Bill done was consent.
It might be.
You know, could be. I mean, the way it looks from the things that the evidence has come. Everybody got the same testimony. I don't care how many. Ain't nothing the same. Ain't nothing. Only what you drill on, or only what you set your mind to. You're going to tell the truth or tell a lie. Whatever you stick with, and to find that many people to do what they just done, and then all of that uncovered, where they done so many things wrong, violated so many different rights, or in other words, it was like they knew the truth, but they wouldn't allow the truth.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I mean, just that simple.
Yeah.
So what do you say about anything like that? You know, and just like he just said a moment ago, people gonna be out. I mean, he's out. He's out. Unbelievable. He's out. But people are going to still say, well, he shouldn't be out. Some gonna say he should be. Some say he shouldn't be. And still gonna say he's a womanizer.
It's
as long as they can't. They're still gonna say it.
It's a replay of OJ.
I mean, it's all different stuff, shit. I mean, same things here now.
Oh, yeah, the thing, the, I mean, the whole crime is different, but...
It's all different kind of stuff here. I mean, that was, I don't even go back and do that shit. But, well, Scott, you got to kill...
Well,
can I tag you, Scott?
Yes, tag me in. Tag me in here. But it's interesting to me that one thing that I took from that interview this morning was that Bill Cosby wants to go back to work. Wants to go back to work.
Didn't break him.
Well, that, I appreciate that for him, but I don't know how in the heck he's going to get a job.
Why ask the guy that?
Why wouldn't he get a job? Who'd
go see his films? They think he's a rapist.
Why would that?
I don't know.
And it's been proven that he was, we ain't going to say he didn't do it, but they think that it was more consent than anything.
Well, if we knew the facts about Hollywood
they didn't.
There are a lot of people like that that grew up in the 50s and the 60s that were never caught or done anything.
Oh, that's now you're talking about a whole nother thing. You know? you went to a whole another conversation we can deal with forever.
Well, see, the problem is when you accuse somebody now, it doesn't matter if you did it or didn't do it. You're just that.
Right. Yes.
You can be put on a list. They now. I hope they don't put him on, but they could. He could be put on a list where he can only live certain places, or couldn't be around certain places, or couldn't be around children. Or, what do you think about blocking him going out there? And he still got that almost a forgiving spirit.
Did he? I haven't seen him afterwards.
Hey, yeah. If he's ready to go to work and ready to keep his life going, and he's blind. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let him work. If people show up, they show up. If they don't, they don't.
They don't show. Okay. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. What can you do?
Yeah.
Apparently, he's already got offers from promoters, was what I understood this morning.
They were calling him, yeah. Sure did.
Is he completely blind now?
That's what they said.
That's what he said.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, my.
But now think about that in and of itself, that you're willing to go out there for 2 hours on a stage blind because you love it that much at 83 years old.
Well, I think I'm pretty sure that Thunderbolt would agree with me. There's something about being out on the stage that just, you really miss it when you're not out there. Now, I don't know, you get out on the stage even now. But
Well, that's true.
I love that feedback.
But listen to me. To want to be out there, and after being going through stuff, after being raked through the cold, I mean, almost dehumanized.
Yeah, he was.
You know, that takes quite some, I can't say it.
Intestinal fortitude.
Yes, it does.
See, I had to clean it up there for a second. I had to clean it up.
Almost messed up.
We had to clean that one up.
Yeah. And that's going on. Now, and there's so many people that it breaks, take their own life, or put them on skid row. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
Well, and again, I do want to say, because I think it's important to say for women, for people who do have these crimes done to them, it's awful.
Oh, baby.
If somebody's drugging you and doing bad. That thing, it's awful. Yeah. And if Bill Cosby, you did that, you will pay one day. You'll pay one day.
Absolutely.
He will pay because eventually you can't run from that forever.
Right.
I just don't believe you can.
Right.
So, in the end, well, he's going to pay some because it's always going to be attached to him.
Right.
So, if he did it, he paid.
Yeah.
But I do believe you do... We have a set of laws in this country, and they were not fair to him, so says the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania. And to spend 3 years of your life, your elderly years, in your 80s, in prison, when you probably should not have been there, that's a heavy bit.
But and then, now, to think really deep on this thing now and how it is. The things that they say that he was getting ready to do, they didn't want him to do.
That is true.
He's been by was it radio stations, TV, some things. You know, you understand what I'm saying? There's a such thing as get too big, you know. And, I mean, they're knocking, and, you know, quite a few of that been going on. But the good part about it is the Supreme Court done their job to find out. See, because there's some things, just like the racism thing. They don't even throw it on the board. It never come up to for discussion. You cannot solve anything if you ain't willing to talk about it.
Yeah, true.
You know, and I mean, you can't get mad at me. Cause like I ain't mad at you, but what happened happened. You understand that? I mean, we can't deny that.
Well, this is what I don't understand. This cancel culture we're in. Okay, if you believe Bill Cosby did that, well, guess what? Don't go buy a ticket to see him.
Right.
That's your choice.
That's your choice.
Your choice.
But why you would try to prevent him from even trying, I don't understand that. That's where it goes a step too far.
But that is where, like we say, now, I'm saying the same thing, and you say, we don't understand that. But we do know why.
Oh, yeah. We know why.
See, that's that part that we've been doing that too long. You know what I mean?
Yes, we have.
Kicking it under the rug or diversion, going off on something else. You know, that's like I just said, black lives and that teen stuff. All lives matter. All lives matter. I need more than a month to talk about what I do. It's all every day. All lives matter, and all time. I mean, and I feel it as much as a lot of people that has went through it, because I've been through a lot of things, you know, and it's so real, and it's so vicious. It's all it is. It's tearing apart the world of people, breaking it down. Stopping the individual from doing what they God give them talent to do, or stop them from making a living, taking care of not just them, their family. Everything we do, it bothers other people. So many people in jail for nothing. For nothing. Whole lives. And then after 30, 40 years, they turn it up. Right? They're innocent. Come on, man. And ain't nothing, man. Come on. Come on. Where does it end? And we know.
Yeah. Well, the why to this answer has always been simply jealousy.
Yep.
There's a jealousy. If I don't like you, not only do I not want to be around you, you can't succeed at all. You must be gone. Out of sight, out of mind. You got to be. And that's our problem. It's hard to fix that because people, and it's a little symptomatic to say this, but people are nuts. People are just nuts.
I've said that on my show all along.
Nut is a fruitcake.
We love fruitcake.
Nutty fruitcake.
But then none of them don't go.
No. And that's it. People are nuts. They get so consumed with other people.
Yeah.
They're nuts.
Yeah. Mind your own house. You don't need to take care of mine.
You can't take care of your own business. Can't nobody take care of your own. Very few can take care of their own business.
Yeah.
As the song says, sweep around your own front door first.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get all your garbage out of there for you, you know. But we don't do that.
We should.
And people don't know no facts of nothing. People go on what they hear from folks and this and that and whatever.
Yep.
Don't know most of the things that they take stands on, there's action, they take stands on things that they don't know nothing about.
Right. Yeah. I'm so sick of hearing talking points. Talking points are nothing more than other lies that other people have told you.
They sure can tell them to you.
Yeah.
Big ones know too. But you know what? A small one just as bad as the big one.
Oh, yeah. It keeps coming around.
What goes around comes around. And we should mention that A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble will be up next, 12:15 to 1 p.m. on this station.
I thought we already had that.
Oh, no, I haven't heard Dr. Feynman yet. Okay. Come on in. Did you ask him last week about, what were we talking about?
I can't remember.
Oh, but there was a question. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't remember. We'll have to think of it up.
We'll ask
think it up.
Dr. Feynman.
Well, I listened. I didn't hear you ask him.
Yeah, I asked him some question that you had asked me to ask him, but it was later.
Oh, okay. Later in the show, I'll have to go back and listen to the whole whole spiel.
Yeah, you got to listen to my whole thing.
The whole spiel. Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond coming up 4:10 to 5 p.m. today here on the station, and the Trinity Baptist Church Sunday Sermon from 6:10 until 7 tonight. All kinds of good stuff and programming in between all of that at WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app, absolutely free, on any mobile device, and search WWGH. And Thunderbolt Patterson, of course, will be back tomorrow. That's his 80th birthday. He'll be here from 8 to 10 with me in the studio, and we'll kind of recollect his life and career tomorrow morning as much as we can.
Are you going to take him out for donuts afterwards?
We'll have to go have donuts afterwards. A good breakfast. Stay tuned for A Progressive Life with Glenn Coble coming up next. For this day, Scott Spears heading for the dugout. Yeah.
God, how are you?
Doing very well. What a busy week for you, sir.
I have to tell you, I have not slept in days. I'm very, very excited. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal convention. Probably the biggest star-studded convention you've ever seen. We've got huge, huge stars. We've got Gary Busey, LaToya Jackson, Jose Canseco, some of the really, really big names from Celebrity Apprentice, and I think it really, really is.
Now what do we have in store for your big acceptance speech Thursday night?
Well, before I get to that, I have to talk about your terrible, terrible, terrible government.